views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
So I wanted to just give you the studio number so you can call in. The number is 800-930-2819 to get your mini reading. And I would be very, very happy to give everybody a reading today. And also, I just want to tell everybody that the topic that we're talking about is strictly for you guys. I want to see everybody manifest a beautiful life for yourself, because you're all worth it. You're all God's children, and everybody needs to do this. Everybody. And don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Things don't happen overnight. Even in the best of situations, things don't happen overnight. Now, let me get into the fact that there's many religions out there who believe in torturing themselves, living in a manner where some of them don't speak. They take a vow of silence, and some of them take a vow of poverty. And, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I know that our Lord, our God, our Creator, wants us to be so happy. Why would He want to see us so miserable and so poor? Look at Mother Teresa. Yes, she chose to live a poor life because she chose to live in a country where it was poor, to help those people. And you know what she said? She knew the secret. She said, "Don't ever invite me to a rally that's going to be for I'm against war, I'm against drugs, or I'm against something." She said, "But if you want to invite me to a peace rally, I'll be the first one there." And those are very powerful words, because when we say against drugs or against fighting or against war, we're using negative terminology. And when you do use that negative terminology, you're defeating exactly what I'm telling you to do. But if you want to have a peaceful rally for pro being against war in a pro way, then that's amazing. Go for a peace rally. You want to have a peace rally against war? Absolutely. You want to go to a peace rally against drugs? Absolutely, because it's done in a positive fashion. Now, you know, it just goes to show that even in everybody's lives, when things are going peaceful and things are going well, everybody's happy. So this is the whole just behind this, the secret, this manifestation of your happiness, is to always keep a positive, peaceful, gratifying attitude, and to always manifest each day what you want. I know I'm being repetitive, but I can't tell you enough how many times, I cannot tell you how many times in a day we have negative thoughts. You've got to catch yourself. You've got to catch yourself with those negative thoughts and turn them positive, like I've said a million times just now. But I can't say it enough. Because I know it can be done. I've had it done. It's been done to me. So if I'm no better than you, and being no better than you, you could do the same thing. It's so simple. And I want to talk about Mother Teresa. She did take a vow of helping these poor people in these third world countries. And she was such an inspiration to so many people. And I know she's sitting in heaven, very close to God. Because, you know, she didn't have to do that. She didn't have to do that. She could have just been a regular nun, being taken care of in a nunnery teaching children or helping the sick or being the head of a hospital. But no, she chose to put herself out there with diseases and poverty and live amongst the people and really get down and dirty and make a difference in people's lives. And she knew the secret because she was living her dream. And each and every one of us can live our dream. All we have to do is apply ourselves. That's all. We only have to apply ourselves with those three little applications that I gave you. And if you want, I can repeat them again for you. That's, excuse me, always, always, always show gratitude. Always. Don't let depression get you. Don't let guilt get you. Always be excited. Always be filled with joy. Always be filled with love and gratitude. Always. Because, let's face it, when you start getting into that negative mode, then everything you've done in a positive fashion is going to turn around. And that seed that we discussed is going to go right back down into the ground. Because you know what? Oh, it's almost there. It's almost there. And bingo, almost trying to break through the earth. And boom, it's right down, buried in the earth again. So I know that you all can do it. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. I'd love to find out your thoughts. And I'd love to be giving you some nice readings today because I feel very connected to spirit. Very, very connected to spirit. Well, on a little bit of a different note, I would like to say thank you to all the listeners who have been so generous with their compliments to us. And I would love to thank Dr. Pat for giving me the opportunity to be on the show. And I'd like to thank Artie also for giving me that opportunity. And there's something right in front of our eyes that I neglected to tell you. Artie, whether you know it or not, was praying in someone to help him out with the show. He knew that he needed somebody. He knew that he wanted somebody, not that he might have needed it, but he knew he wanted somebody. He knew he wanted a girl with him. And he went ahead and he put all his affirmations out there, every single one of them. And you know what? I showed up. So, you know, it worked for him. It worked for him. He's a perfect example of how this works. He put it out there in the universe, and by golly, he got what he wanted. And I was just so happy because I was at a point of my life that I really wasn't too happy. I had, like everybody probably knows now, I had lost my son, and I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't really doing anything positive for myself. I was doing readings, and, you know, you get caught up, and I wasn't really going forward with my gift. And I wasn't really going forward with my life. But ever since I've been with Artie and have known Artie, I feel as though I've grown so much. I feel as though I've reconnected in a very powerful way with my spirit and my spirit guide. And I feel as though I have had the benefit of knowing a really good man. He has come into my life. He's been a very big inspiration, and I really want to thank him. And I want to thank Dr. Pat as well. On a little bit of a different note now, my husband, and maybe, you know, this is something they put out there all the time. My husband drives like Magoo, and in the last 3 weeks, he has had two accidents. They weren't major accidents. One, he hit a tree, backing up on our own property. And the other one was some girl stopped short in front of him, and he couldn't stop in time, and he went ahead and he clocked her a little bit. It was not a big deal. It wasn't like, you know, major, God forbid, anybody got hurt. Nobody got hurt. But those are one of the affirmations I pray for constantly, is that, you know, he stays safe. He always stays safe. And he's okay now. Everything's all right. He didn't get hurt. Everything was fine. But, you know, it's a little shocking and a little scary when it happens. And thank God everything was okay. And I do want to say that I've been very blessed this week to have my oldest granddaughter with me. Very blessed. She's a beautiful child. She is loving and kind. And she has made a big difference, too, in my life. I can't believe I have a 16-year-old granddaughter. I cannot believe it. I was a very young grandma. I was 40, I think I was 40 or 41 when I became a grandma for the first time. And she was our first granddaughter. And she's been a blessing since she was born. And she's still a blessing to us now. And I'm just so happy to have her with us for a few weeks. And God bless her. She's doing great in school. And she's an absolute joy. I just want to share some happy things with you guys out there because, you know, God always gives us not only things that we are sad about, but he gives us things, even without asking, that are amazing and wonderful. And that was to me very wonderful this week. I had some beautiful powwows. I was with family. I was with my granddaughter. I mean, everything, thank goodness, is going in a beautiful pattern for me. The only thing is I would like to give you some readings, guys. So why don't you give me a call? And I want to just share the studio number again to call in for the free readings. It's 800-930-2819. And my number is 908-500-1474. And I finally got Artie's number, which I will give you right after this commercial break.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Well, I have some good news for you. I finally got Artie's number. His number is 877-ANGELS-02. I'm going to repeat that. 877-ANGELS-02. And if you'd like to have an Artie party or an Artie and Sky party or just Artie with his wonderful reading, please feel free to call him at 877-ANGELS-02. I'm so happy we finally got that number. Okay, we have a wonderful lady waiting for us. Her name is Linda from New Jersey. Linda, are you there?
Yes.
Hi,
how are you today? Good.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I've been listening to you, and one thing that I hear all the positive things that you say. Sometimes it's hard to get rid of those negative thoughts, unless you pound your head against a wall, I guess. Pardon?
I hear you on that one.
What? And then the other thing is that you said you do readings, so I sometimes get readings when people are on the air, and today you inspired me to call you. So here I am. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me.
You're going to give me a reading?
No, you're going
to
give me one.
You a reading?
Yep.
I didn't understand what you said. Sometimes you give people readings?
No, sometimes I call in for other readings, and I haven't done it in a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry. Oh, I would love to.
Right.
Well, what's going on in your life right now that you'd like to know about? Because, you know, we'd like to elaborate on that.
Everything.
Is there anything
health
in specific that you want to really know? Because I can't give you a full-blown-out reading, but I can give you something specific that you really, really want to know about.
How about finances?
Okay. Give me a sec.
When am I going to be wealthy?
Okay. Well, if you want to be wealthy, you have to start doing what I told you to do on the radio. I know it seems like it's like a forever thing, and it's hard to get negative thoughts out of your head. But anytime you bring up a negative thought, anytime you feel like you're down, think of something that makes you happy. Change your frame of mind. Change your frame of mind immediately. Are you on a fixed income right now?
Yes.
Okay. I see that you're going to get a second job, like a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I see that you're going to have to get, and you've been thinking about this, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. The only way right this moment before you start putting these positive affirmations out is to, you know, look around for a second job. In fact, I have a feeling that you have a talent. I'm getting from you a talent that you could actually turn into a business. Does that make sense to you? Hello?
No, I didn't think I had any talents.
Well, maybe you don't think you have talent, but somebody up there does.
Okay.
So?
That's good to know.
Yeah, do you sew?
No.
How could you crochet or knit? You paint?
No, I'm not a creative type. I'm not a
Okay.
I'm not an artist or anything.
Are you business minded as far as I do see you working with numbers. I don't know why, but I do see numbers around you. And I see children around you as well. So what I'm thinking is, have you ever considered taking children in? You know, like for daycare.
No. Yeah, no, I have never thought about that.
Uh-huh. I see that you have a beautiful heart. And I do see that you're very overburdened with problems right now. And I feel as though you are really taking them to heart. Very, very much so, more than before. And I think that, you, like I said, you have a beautiful heart. And I think that children surrounding you, I'm getting, is kind of going to be like a double-headed home run for you. Because they're going to not only make you feel happy, but you're going to be making money at it too. Do you ever consider that?
No, I never thought about that, but I do like children.
I think that's the way to go. And I'm being told by spirit that, I'm having like this little motion picture going around in my head, and I see you with a few little kitty tables around, and it's not a lot of kids, a few little kids, but you're actually giving them lunch, and I actually see them in my head having lunch from you, and I see you taking it out of a red material like lunchbox and a blue material lunchbox, and I see a lunchbox that has a school bus on it. This is so weird. This is so wild. Like, I'm getting these little pictures, like a motion picture. And I do see you being able to work in your home and taking care of a few children and making some extra bucks for yourself. And your talent is with children. I really do. See, you think you have no talent. So wrong are you. So wrong are you. You know, talent doesn't only come in the form of being able to produce something that's viable. Talent also comes in the way of love. And I believe that you have a lot of love to give. Are you a little bit on the lonely side?
No. Well, maybe, yeah.
Meaning,
I guess, yeah.
You are.
Yeah,
Yes, I can feel it. I'm glad you told me the truth. You know why? Because, you know, I want you to be honest with me, because I can see certain things. And when you tell me no, it like short circuits my brain because I'm seeing this. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that you have a beautiful talent that you don't even realize that you have. Like I said, talent comes in many forms. It's not only producing something with your hands, it's giving love to children who are unfortunately not able to be with their parents because they have to work. And your gift is to give them comfort. Your gift is to give them security. And your gift is to receive a lot of love from these children. So I would really look into that, Linda. I really would. It doesn't take a lot. And you could make the extra money that you need while you're doing it. And it's not only going to help the kids, but it's going to help you too. And who knows, maybe down the line, you could grow. Because I know that you're really going to be happy. And you don't need much to start this. You really don't. You can pick up some little workbooks, you know, age appropriate. Some crayons, some coloring book, a little Play-Doh. What, honey? Hello?
Sounds like an idea.
Hello?
It sounds like good idea. It's okay.
Sounds like
a good idea. Sounds like a good idea.
Great. I'm so glad. And I'm feeling that spirit is pushing you in that direction. And even if you didn't know it then, you know it now. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of angels around you. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, you do. I feel like you have a lot of angels around you. Were you ever in a serious accident?
No.
Hmm. Or were you ever ill?
No, not.
What?
Not
I'm
seriously
sorry,
ill. I had a back problem, but that's been cleared up.
Okay. Well, during the time of that back problem, I know that mm-hmm. you received extra angels to help you out, and they stayed with you. And I want you to call upon them because I think you're kind of neglecting them. Like, angels will stay around you, but unless you call them out to absolutely give you what you want or what you need, they're not going to, they're just going to stand around with their little arms folded and wait for you to call them out. So I want you to pay attention to that. And I want you to call them out, and I want you to talk to them. And you know, I sometimes, when my husband comes home, I will be sitting in the family room, and I will be talking out loud. Of course, he knows me already, so he knows I'm talking to the angels. But I think you need to do that. And I think that you're going to get a very peaceful, loving feeling, and you're going to feel them. I think you're going to feel them on your arms. Because when you start talking to them, I want you to close your eyes, take a mm-hmm. deep breath, hold it for 3 seconds and let it out. Let it out hard, like, you know, all the way out. Do that 3 times and then close your eyes and just focus on your body. Focus on your body and see what you get. See what you feel on your arms, your legs. See the see an emotion that you're feeling. And that is going to represent each and every time your angels are around you. So they'll know how to contact you, and you'll know how they feel when they're contacting you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So there's a lot around cool. me, and then I need to talk to them.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You have a lot of angels, okay. and you know what? They're there for us to use. I don't mean abuse, but I mean to use. They want to be used
uh-huh.
in your life. They want to be a part of your life.
Okay. Okay.
So definitely use them. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's good. Thank you very much. And have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. You take. You have a great day.
Bye bye.
Hi. A very nice lady. Thank you so much, Linda, for calling in. That was really very nice. And you do have a gift, and your gift is a gift of love, which is very important. Very important. I am going to now go to a commercial, and we will be right back.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Wouldn't you like to get away? How about Europe? Don't have the time, the money? Don't worry. Europe comes to you at the new European Palace, 112 Ashaway Road, Route 3 in Westerly. Enjoy outstanding alfresco dining on the outdoor patio or the rooftop deck. How about enjoying a Sunday football game in your own VIP suite, watching a 65-inch TV? Perhaps indulging in their spacious dining room with delectable baked feta, stuffed grape leaves appetizers, and how about European Palace's incredible entrees like pasta with pink vodka sauce, lamb chops, shrimp pesto pasta, and shish kebabs. Enjoy a juicy Angus burger for lunch. European Palace is now open 7 days a week. They can even host your special event or party for up to 200 people. European Palace, 112 Ashaway Road, Route 3 in Westerly. Call 401-596-5500. Enjoy Europe today.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers. And this is Sky. Artie is taking care of some personal business today, but he definitely will be back on next Thursday. I'd like to give you this studio number so I can get some callers to call in and talk to me and get some free mini readings. We just had a lovely lady named Linda from New Jersey on, and I'd like to invite more of you to give me a buzz so I can give you a reading. The number is 800-930-2819. Now, Artie's number, which we had a little problems getting, but we certainly have it now, is 877-ANGELS-02. Now, Artie can do Artie parties. He can do private readings. He can do phone readings. So anything you need from him, you can get him at, again, 877-ANGELS-02. And, of course, myself, if you'd like a reading, which I had a few beautiful readings from the show that people called me, and they were so happy, and they were so delightful. They were from the two of them were from the Midwest, and they were the most lovely people I had ever spoken to. And I'm so grateful that they called me because, actually, I gave them some very enlightening information, which they told me that I was spot on with, which really made me feel good because I was able to make at least one of them make a decision that she was contemplating. So my number is 908-500-1474. And come on, guys, give me a call. I'm all alone here today, and I want you to call me. And we could either talk about what we were just talking about the law of the universe, or if you want to call it asking God for everything you want, or you can call it the secret. And that's been around for 2,000 years, guys, so you know what? There's got to be some kind of validity in that. All right. Now, our topic today was why shouldn't you ask God everything that you want in life? Well, there's a lot of religions out there, like I said, that feel that, you know, you should ask for yourself last. I personally don't agree with that because God loves us as much as he loves everybody you're praying for. And God wants us to have absolutely everything we desire on earth because I believe that this is Earth University. And the learning process here that we get on earth, we bring back in spirit. And I don't exactly know how it works in the spirit world because I've been there a few times, but I don't remember. But I know that these lessons that we learn here on earth must be extremely important. And I do believe one of those lessons are to ask God, to trust in him enough to ask. And, you know, it says it in so many Bibles, ask and you shall receive. Why are we not asking? And why are we not doing this on a daily basis? I'd like some callers to call me in and tell me how they handle that or how they do that or if their religion calls for, you know, you don't really ask for yourself, you ask for others, and then God will reward you with what you want. But if you don't specify what you want and tell him, God, come on, this is really important, I really need it, even though you know, even though he knows, you're not asking, I don't know if you're going to get. I do know that my prayers are answered, but I do specify. I specify all the time. God, I need enough money because my daughter's getting married, and after this wedding, my husband and I will be walking the boardwalk in our bathrobes and slippers with nowhere to live but under the bath, under the boardwalk. So I've kind of been praying for the good Lord to let us be able to get this over with. She's getting married on October 31st, and the reason she picked that date is because it's All Hallows' Eve, and she does believe, as I do, that all the souls get to actually walk the earth in human form again. And even though we can't see it with our eyes, or sometimes we do, and we don't realize it, that these are spirits from heaven. But she can probably catch him in a picture, or she can catch him on a video, and she really misses him so much that she actually processed her whole entire wedding for that particular reason, so he could actually be with us in maybe body. Maybe we'll get to see him. So I thought that was kind of nice of her. But what I'm thinking is that he's here all the time, because I actually feel him here all the time. Like, I feel many spirits. And I wonder if anybody out there feels their loved ones around them. That's really something that we need to talk about, too. Because sometimes we don't realize if there's a butterfly outside the window and, excuse me, he's there every day at a certain time. Do we consider that one of our loved ones? Do we consider that somebody that we love that is coming to visit us from heaven? Or if we see feathers. Well, I was talking to my granddaughter this morning about some things, and obviously my son must have been very approval of what I told her, had a big approval of what I told her, and I found a feather sitting right on my lap. I hadn't moved. I hadn't gotten up. There was no feather pillows around. There was absolutely no feathers around. But yet, when I looked down, there was a beautiful white feather on my lap. So I did know that he was there, and he did approve of what I was telling her, which to me was everything, you know? So we have to learn to watch for those very little, very discreet little, what would you call that? Very little discreet moments when we find things that are usually not there and usually have really no business being in the places that we find them. Like, a lot of people tell me they find pennies around. I did find a few pennies around, but I never really gave it any thought. I didn't feel like it was from spirit. I really didn't feel like it was from spirit. But whenever I see a feather, I absolutely feel that it's from spirit. Now, are any of you guys out there meditating? Because I know that we were speaking of meditation a couple of weeks ago. And for those of you who have a lot of problematic situations in your families and homes, I wonder if you are meditating, because meditation is a way to not only kind of relax the problems that you have in your mind, but it is also a way that you don't get sick, that you can let out frustrations and emotions so that you don't get sick. Your body is controlled by your mind. And when your mind is not at peace and is not at rest, we get physical ailments. We get physical illnesses. And that goes for anyone from cancer to liver problems, anything, kidney disease, everything. And that comes from a mind that is not at rest, and it comes from a mind full of problems. So I really want you to think about, you know, meditation. Meditation is a way to calm the mind. It helps the mind relax, and it just wipes out all thoughts. And it's a way to rejuvenate your body, which is very important. Like I said, the body controls sickness. There was a study done on people who were given placebos and were given regular medication. And the ones that were meditating and the ones that were told that they were getting regular medication and actually getting placebos had better results than the actual people that were getting medication. So that tells me a lot. Your mind controls your body. There is no doubt about it. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about that. I'm the kind of person, who likes to be involved with our audience. I love to hear from you guys. I love to hear what you're thinking. I love to hear what you're thinking about the show, because you guys are important to me, very important to me. And I want you to be a part of the show, and I want you to be an integral part of the show, because we are here to teach. Sometimes people don't know everything about the spirit world, but really want to get to know. And we're the guys to come to get that extra boost of spirituality, to learn how to get there. Because there's so many people out there that want to be more spiritual, and they want to know more. I know I'm always looking to learn, and I'm always looking to better myself and get closer and to get deeper in my spirituality. So I know there's guys out there that would like to do that as well. So give us a call, and maybe we could be of some assistance to those who are kind of looking and can't find their way, or looking for a path. And those of you who think that you might be psychic and you're hearing things and you're afraid to tell people if they think you're crazy, which happened to me a lot of times. But we'll discuss that when we come back after this station break.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'd like to give you our number to call the studio so that you can get a free reading from myself, 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And I would love to hear from you. And our dear Artie's number, 877-ANGELS02. And my number for readings is 908-500-1474. So, as I was telling you before the break, you know, I was born with this gift. So, when I was a little girl, it seemed very natural to have people, like, you know, sitting on my bed. I didn't know they weren't family. Talking to me, like, hovering over my head. It was a natural thing. So, I wasn't frightened. But then, when I started to tell my mother, she made a face one day that she looked like a deer in the headlights. And she says, please, don't tell anybody about this, please. And she kind of freaked me out about it. And even though they would come to me at night and speak with me, I still wasn't afraid until I really got into my teens when you learn different things and all that. So I was petrified. So I kind of tried to shut it off a little bit. But no matter how much I shut it off and wouldn't discuss it with anyone, they still were in my head talking to me, telling me, Sky, that's not the right thing to do. I just wanted to be like everyone else and do something wrong. And they would come to me and say, Sky, you know that's not right. Sky, don't do that. Sky, don't do that. That's not right. That's not the right path to walk. Sky, don't do that. You know that's wrong. Sky, don't do this. Sky, don't do that. And it was really annoying because I was a kid. I was a teenager. I wanted to do something wrong. I wanted to go into a bar at age 18 when it was legal back then, and I wanted to have a drink. And they said, Sky, you're a girl alone. You should not be doing this. And, like, I sat there and I kind of, like, fought with my own brain, telling myself, I don't care. I want to experience this. Well, they were right. I actually went into that bar and had two drinks and was so sloshed that I couldn't even go home on the train. I was like, I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what. And that was after two drinks because I really don't drink. This was like the first time. So that was a nightmare for me. So after that, I kind of listened to them. And I'm wondering if there's anybody out there like me who have been having these. And, you know, sometimes this happens to older people, too. Sometimes, you know, you could live your whole life not being connected to the spirit. And all of a sudden, one day, you're hearing things in your head like, you know, when you meet somebody, you hear a thought of a grandmother stepping forward or a grandfather stepping forward or a child stepping forward, God forbid. But I wonder if anybody's out there who who went through the same things that I did, you know, and I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear about your experiences with spirit. Now, I know I told you guys that when I moved into this house, it was loaded with spirits, and it was a long time before I can get them all out, except for a couple. I decided that I wanted this me because they were amazing, and they helped me all the time. They did it. They do materialize to my grandchildren. So they actually see them. I saw one once, and my daughter saw one once. But I allowed them to stay because they were very loving, very gentle and kind, and they've done nothing but help me throughout all of my hard times. And I know it was because of them. We had long discussions through the house not to bother my children because they were petrified. We had long discussions on, look, we're just about to lose the house. You don't know who you're going to get. And you two being as rowdy as you are, they're going to get rid of you. So you know what you got. You don't know what you're going to get. And they're going to throw you out. One time I had several friends over the house and we were sitting at the kitchen table. And on the counter was a can of Coca-Cola. And it was all by itself. There was nothing around it. The counter was dry as a bone. That can, so help me, literally slid itself to the end of the counter, slid off the counter in a straight pattern, and right onto the floor. There was absolutely no explanation for that to happen. Everybody looked at each other at the table. I laughed because I knew who it was, because one of them is very playful, very playful. And I knew who it was, but, you know, I always used to tell them, you know, I do have spirits in the house, and they would always say, yeah, right, you know. But when they saw that, they totally believed me. There was also a time when I was looking for a certain spoon. And I was looking in a drawer, and I'd close the drawer, and the drawer would come open again, and I would turn around and walk into the drawer, and then I'd close it, and then another drawer would open up, and there it would be. And there were certain people at the house at that time, and they were watching all this, and they said, I cannot believe this is happening. I've never in my life witnessed this. I never want to witness it again. And they were frightened. I couldn't understand why they were frightened. Don't they realize that people who cross over are still people? I don't understand that. I'd love to hear your views on that at one time or another. Because, you know, people don't realize just because you cross over doesn't mean that you're not still a person. And it doesn't mean you're a spirit, but you're the spirit of a person. And you're playful and you're loving. And don't get me wrong, there's other ones that are not so playful and not so loving, which I also had in my house one time, but got rid of it in a matter of 3 seconds. And this one was pulling me out of my bed. I was sleeping. I saw my arm up in the air, and my arm was limp. I opened my eyes to a black cloak. No face, no hands, no nothing. And at that time, it was walking around to the side of my husband. It was walking in front of my bed and to the side of my husband. And I screamed out, in the name of Jesus Christ, you're to leave now and never return. With those words, as soon as I said that, that thing curled up into a blackish gray tube and went right out of my ceiling of my bedroom. And I noticed before that happened, there was two other tubes that were black and gray at the top of the ceiling. And they all left at the same time. And thank God they never came back. But I believe that they knew what my spiritual level was. And they got so scared. I scared a demon. Could you believe I'm scared of demons? Well, anyway, thank God I did. But those things left so quickly that I've never seen them again. I hope never to see them again. I asked my beautiful Archangel Michael to protect my home and my family and my children, and I asked for you to do the same, because beautiful Archangel Michael is there to protect us, and Metatron, he too is there to protect us. Well, folks, with that, I would like to give you all of my love and blessings. And thank you once again for tuning into our show. You are very special and very, very loved. And may you all have a very blessed and loving week. And think of us if you want to give us a call, if we can help in any way, shape, or form. Okay? May God bless you, your families, and all of your loved ones. And I wish for you that you can finally get into that mode of the secret by manifesting your very own life and not let life manifest you. I love all you guys, and until next week, God bless you all.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.